When you think back at Muhammad Ali's legacy, what's the first thing that comes to mind for you?
That he was a one-of-a-kind American original who couldn't happen anywhere else on the planet or the universe. I think of him as Mark Twain with boxing gloves. There was just nobody like him. Nobody could have imagined his coming. And he came at the right moment in time, in the 60s and 70s, with all the social turmoil and the change that was blowing in the wind on civil rights and the anti-Vietnam War movement, on women's rights, and found himself evolving from just a great athlete showman into a social force, that, you know, just transcended not just the sport, but oceans and mountains. And he was singular, and I can't think of another cultural hero who would be having, in effect, what will be this week, a state funeral.
Larry, I know it's great hearing stories, any slight interaction that some people had with Muhammad Ali. You obviously had plenty. Is there any story, memory that you have of Muhammad Ali that sticks out the most that, you know, maybe some people haven't heard about?
Well, one story that keeps rising to the out of all of the mingled cross wires in my head we were flying to Zaire for the big fight with George Foreman. Foreman was perceived at that time to be an unbeatable force. And Ali, at some point in the flight, got on the loudspeaker system and started having fun and mocking the whole idea of being flown by two black pilots. Could any of us imagine landing safely with two black pilots? And then he came out, and he sat down next to me, and he whispered to me about Foreman, "If he doesn't get me in seven, his parachute won't open." And what he was saying really is that while everybody else in the world thought that he was an unbeatable force and that his strength overcome whatever weaknesses we couldn't see, that he did see a weakness, which was Foreman's stamina. And after a round or two of the fight, he decided to test that theory by doing the rope-a-dope strategy that became so famous and letting Foreman beat himself. Now, it was a brilliant strategy, but only one guy on the planet could execute it, and that was him. And sure enough, he knocked him out in the eighth round. The parachute didn't open.